Welcome to another episode of the Roughly Related to Reselling podcast. My name's Perry Phillips, and it happened again. I was recording the podcast a few days ago, and my wife came home, and I had like 40 minutes of it done. So I paused it, and the last time I paused it, I unplugged it on purpose, and then I realized, oh shit, when you do that, it doesn't save. So yeah, so I paused it because I thought it would be real quick. I was like, oh, I'm going to get this done real quick. I'm going to get my wife. What is my child? I got to get my wife. Sorry, I'm distracted. My kid's upstairs, and she refused to take off her footy pajamas. We let her wear footy pajamas last night. She refused to take them off today, so she's in these fucking pajamas, and she's like zipping them and unzipping them. And I am just trying to decide if it's going to become an issue. I don't know what she's doing right now, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. So my wife unplugs it. She comes home after a few minutes. She was going to the grocery store. Came home. And yeah, so that was on me. That was the worst part, was because like she felt bad and like I was mad. Obviously, you know, it wasn't her fault. I mean, it was her fault. She unplugged it. But it was also like I was the one who, I should have known from the week prior that I should have just hit stop. So now I'm just going to have to suck it up and edit the podcast together just in case anything like that happens, because I don't have time to keep re-recording the podcast. This is like the second time it's happened, so it's like an extra episode basically that I've burned just by, you know, fucking up. So it is what it is. Camera should be working. I don't know if this camera angle is going to work. We'll see. It's a fucking rat's nest over here. I have to leave it in like a pile on the couch for when I can do it. If I have, you know, think I'm going to do it, I don't leave it out all the time. Like, I'll put it away after this. But like after like a week, I'll take it out and, you know. And so when I do the podcast and then I have to redo it, it stays in like a pile, and I just have to like fucking throw it all together real quick and try to get it done. But I mean, 90% of this podcast is me explaining how terrible I am at producing a podcast. So welcome to the show if you're new. Anyway, I did have some cool stuff to talk about previously. And yeah, I got really far along, but I'll start. Let me see. Where should I start? Because there's a lot to talk about. I guess I will start on, let's see, let's start from the top. I guess I'll start from Friday, from this weekend. So I think there was some other shit that happened earlier in the week, but Friday there was a sale, and it was on at like 1 o'clock. So I love those sales because it's usually not too busy, but in this case, it was at a church sale. So I've been to their sales before, and they have huge sales, like really big sales. Yeah, one of the sales that they do, I think it's Friday and Saturday only, and it's usually really cheap. And so I went there a couple years ago, and I got there like, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes before they opened, and there was already a huge line. So I got there fairly early. I got there at like 12:15 for 1 o'clock, and there's only two ladies there ahead of me, and they thought it started at 12, so they were just like confused, standing there wondering what they should do. So I came up and explained the situation to them and was like, yeah, you guys are first, so, you know, I'd walk closer up to the door and just, you know, start a line and just basically wait. And they didn't have any bags, and they saw I had bags. They're like, do we need bags? I'm like, yeah, it probably helps. And so, yeah, I talked to them for a little bit, and then sure enough, within like 15 minutes, it was a pretty sizable line. So got in. I had to bring my daughter too. So I had my daughter. Oh wait, no, that was a different sale. Never mind. I'm tripping. I went by myself on this one. So my wife was off. And so I'm mixing up the two shits. I was thinking of the one that was, what was the one that I took my kid? Oh, it was the one that I was all excited for. It was at like the community center and I thought it would be good and it was pretty terrible. But anyway, so church one starts at 1:00. They let everybody in like a couple minutes early, nothing crazy. And it was like, you know, it was just clothes and toys. That's what the ad said too. I should have started with that. So it was a church sale, but it was normally like they've done the church sale in the past where they have everything, like, you know, toys, video games, all that stuff. This time it was just toys and clothes. So when I went in, I was like the first behind these two ladies. And I immediately looked to the toys and it was a lot of like baby shit, games. But then I saw Lego, so I went immediately to the Lego because it was sealed. So I got a couple things of Legos. And there was three more that I wish I had grabbed, but they were 5 each. And they were, so they were 5 each, and then they were, yeah, so there was like the mini ones. I didn't think they were worth much money. And I was right. I looked them up after. They were only worth about 15. So it would have been like 5 for 15 with the eBay fees. It wouldn't have been worth it. But I got all my shit. I ended up getting like a band t-shirt. And I got like an American Girl bomber jacket. So that ended up being a decent find. Had some stains on it. It's dry clean only. So I'm trying to decide. I'm probably just going to sell it as is. I was going to try to spot clean it, but I don't, the stain looks, I don't know. I don't want to fuck the jacket up. I recently kind of fucked up a pair of old Converse shoes and made them have like bleed, color bleed. I don't even know how I was pretty gentle with them, so I don't know how it happened. I don't know if it was scrubbing it, but I thought I was being light enough. Anyway, so get all my shit. It's packed. I went through there like a few times. I always do like a preliminary, like, you know, scan to make sure I get all the good shit I can first, and then boom, go back around and kind of see what I missed. And yeah, that day, so there wasn't a ton of stuff. It wasn't anything crazy, but so I went to pay out. And nothing was marked, and like there was a boutique section, like that's where I got the American Girl jacket, and that was $4 of the boutique, so that was like the high end. So I was like, okay, this stuff is cheap. So there was a $10 tag on one of the Legos, and then a $7.50 tag on another one, and then the other ones were each marked 5, but nothing else was, and they were just on the table with everything else. So my thought was like, oh, somebody just, you know, dropped this off after a yard sale, it didn't sell, and they didn't feel like dealing with it, you know what I mean? And so I went up to pay, and the lady was like 50 cents. So I was like, oh, that makes sense, you know what I mean? So I pay out, it comes to 5, so I paid $9 total for all that stuff. And I was walking out and I heard this one lady go to the other lady, like as I was out the door, and she's like, oh, did you mark those Lego individually? She's like, yeah, I charged them for it. She's like, no, they had like price tags on them. Did you charge for the price on the tag? And I was already out the door, so I wasn't going to turn around and go back. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was a church. They're tax-free. What do I want me to do? Sorry. I'm a struggling business owner. That was the price I was charged. You know what I mean? Nothing was marked. literally nothing except for that. So that's why I had that. I've seen that before where they're just like, there's price tags on shit and they just charge you. You know what I mean? So, whatever. It happens. What are you going to do? At least once a season, something happens in your favor. You just got to, you know, kind of take it as a sign that your things are looking up. People will be like, oh, karma. But, I mean, I paid the price I was asked to pay. She might have been talking about something else. Maybe somebody else got those other Legos. I don't give a shit. Anyway. So that was on Friday. Fuck, did I bring my water over here? I'm very, very thirsty. And so then Saturday, we had a friend, our neighbor's kid's birthday party. So I didn't get to go out. And it was like an hour and a couple minutes away from our house. And so I didn't end up going out really. We hit one yard sale on the way. And it wasn't great. It was a lot of junk. They had been open a few hours. So I had asked about video games. And he was like, oh, you can come in the basement. I think we've got some. I was like, oh, that's sketchy. But I go into people's basements all the time. So I thought nothing of it. Sorry. And so I go down there and he's asking his friend about, or his, I don't know who this person was, his family member, friend, about video games that he had for sale. And he's like, oh, I sold those about a half hour ago. I was like, fuck, man, that wasn't even that long ago. So, yeah, missed out on those, but you never know. And then I had put out an ad about looking for stuff. Sorry, if I don't talk about this, I'll forget, because I will remember to talk about Sunday because it was an estate sale. But I put out an ad, you know, I put them out everywhere. And so I put it out on one of the places that I put it out. It's my secret. And I get a reply. And it's not like an app you use all the time. But so I get a reply. And if you want to know what it is, you can send an email or a message or whatever, and I'll tell you what it is. But so I get a reply, and it's a guy, and he's like, hey, I just moved here, and I just got on this app. It sounds like it's scamming, like right when I say it, the way I'm saying it right now, but it wasn't at all. So he's like, I just got on this app. I saw your ad, and I have a ton of stuff. He said a literal ton of G.I. Joe, Transformer. Sorry, I got to check on my kid. My kid's on the monitor back there. One's on here. I have the sound off on both. And so he says, I have a literal ton of G.I. Joe, Transformer, this, that, the other, Motu, you know, all the hotness. And he said, you know, I can bring some of it to you to check out, blah, 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 blah. Or you could come take a look at it. Sorry for the long message, you know. But let me know this, that, and the other. So I got back like the next morning. This was at like 8:30, and for some reason I didn't see it, because on this app it's not great about the notifications. So I respond back the next morning, hey, I'd love to come take a look, you know, let me know a day and time that works for you. I just gotta work around my wife and my kids, blah, 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 blah. I always add that in so people don't think that I'm like a piece of shit. And no response. So this was like a week ago, and I still don't get a response. I still haven't got a response. So I sent them a message, because I know that not everybody checks that thing. You know what I mean? It's a random app. And so I sent a message and I was like, hey, you know, if it's easier, you can message me on here, or also you can, this is my email or my, you know, cell phone number, whichever you feel more comfortable with. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye. You know, something quick. And then now I just have to wait and like hope that this person wasn't just bullshitting me for bullshitting's sake. It's like, is it another person who sells? Is it another reseller who just made a profile to fuck with me? Like, so now I'm sitting waiting on that. I had somebody else hit me up just this morning, and I responded within 3 minutes. Like 3 minutes of them sending me a message. And they say, hey, or they left a comment. They said, and it tells you in the ad how to get in touch with me. So they left a comment like, hey, I have Sega and Nintendo games and consoles as well. Let me know how to get in touch with you. So I commented, sent you a message with my contact info, blah, 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 blah. Sent the message and still haven't heard anything back. I'm like, motherfucker, like. So I'm hoping that it's just like these boomers that check on the desktop like once every 2 weeks. You know what I mean? And so we'll see what happens. I gave them my phone number and my email too. But man, I hate when that happens, when people reach out. I talked about that chick last week, the one I talked about with my wife on the show. One in the bikini who just sent me pictures of all the stuff I couldn't buy from her. I'm like, why the fuck do you feel the need to do that? Do you think I'm going to give you an estimate? You know what I mean? Like, for free? I think that's what some people want. They just want you to, like, appraise their shit for them. They don't actually want to sell it to you. So, but I don't know. I'm hoping that they'll just hit me up. Like, I'll just have a message one day. So, it is what it is. But then I had another person that reached out on Facebook, and she, you know, I almost ghosted her, not purposefully, but I just was so busy. So she hit me up like Friday, and I got back to her, and then like I didn't respond to her when she told me how much she wanted for like till the next day. And I was like, hey, I'm sorry, blah, 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 you know. And I offered her half of what she wanted, which was, you know, my reasons were solid, you know what I mean? The stuff that she had wasn't in the top mint condition shape, so I had to take a percentage of what I would make on eBay. I don't know how fast it's going to move. So I basically took a gamble on it. It was like the Sin City Marvel, or not Marvel, Sin City Todd McFarlane figures. And it was all McFarlane. It was like a Beatles one, and then there was... one I don't think was McFarlane, but it was a limited edition Lord of the Rings from San Diego Comic-Con. So it's like limited to 2,000 of them made or something like that. So that one should pay for a decent chunk of the 100. So I'm working my way through. I have all the pictures taken of all of them. They were a little dusty, so I had to clean them up. But it's all plastic, so it's easy to just kind of clean them up real quick. And, but yeah, that was easy peasy. It was like 7 minutes up the road, went and got it, and then came back and, it was St. Patrick's Day. So went to this tavern up the street from, it's like literally at the end of my road. You can walk there, but you know, I had all the kids and stuff. And so we went and got some food and listened to, it was supposed to be Irish music, but it was like, it was not Irish music. It was some bullshit. It was fun though. You know what I mean? My wife had work, but we met the neighbors and they, you know, the kids all hung out and stuff. So we had I had a couple Bud Lights. They made the first one green. I didn't really want it green. You know what I mean? So it was, cool. It was a good day. And then, so that Sunday morning, I had gone to a sale and it was, what was it? It was an estate sale. I was trying to think. I thought it said something weird, but I think it just said estate sale. And so in the ad, it was like, didn't say a time. So you had to email them to figure out the time. So I'm just trying to locate my child on this friggin' monitor. So basically, yeah, I had to send them a message to figure out the time. Luckily, I saw it somewhere. Like, they put it in one of the ads randomly in, like, a weird spot. So I figured it out finally where what time the sale was actually at. Got there a little early. They were letting people in early, which was good. There was only one other person there, and they were looking for completely different shit than I was. There was a ton of DVDs, but nothing I really was interested in. Thought about giving them my card to make a bulk purchase on the DVDs afterwards. But I didn't think of that until just now, to be perfectly honest. And they had... I'm trying to think of what all I got there. I got, like, this old vintage sweater that I'm going to give to my vintage clothing guy. And then there was, like, a few jerseys. There was a Tim Tebow jersey when he played for the Patriots. And I got it just because it was a Nike jersey, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, I might be able to get, like, a few bucks for it. I started looking it up, and I have to double check too, because sometimes eBay plays tricks on you. You know what I mean? You look something up once, you can't find it. You put in a key, it's like slightly different keyword, and it pops up with a bunch. So when I looked it up, I couldn't find it, but I'm gonna check a couple other keywords for a white Tim Tebow, like away Patriots jersey, and it was a Nike. It was in really good shape. It was pretty when I say really good shape, like structurally, but like. It was stained as fuck with, like a lot of the white was stained. So I had to clean it. So I did some OxyClean, and I mean, those are pretty sturdy. So those that cleaned right up. There was another like pen stain on there that I couldn't get off, but it's pretty faint at this point. So, I should be able to get a decent amount of money if assuming I can't find any more of the same, you know, white jersey away Tim Tebow. So that was a pretty decent find. And then I got like a Bruins jersey, but I didn't realize that after the fact it was custom. So like the last name of Bumpus. So if anybody's listening to this and your last name is Bumpus, I have a custom jersey that you can purchase from me. But I'll try throwing it up on eBay. I don't know. I've never sold a custom jersey. So I'm not sure what all would happen. Well, let me just make sure my kid's not yelling my name. Do-do-do-do-do. Sorry, this is the best part. Well, hold on, I'm going to stop this right now and then go up and just check and see what she wants. So I'll be back. I'm at 23:27. Okay. All right, I'm back. Oh, I'm like, what is that noise? Oh, man. All right. So, yeah, my... trying to do this fucking podcast, man. That's why I was so bummed out when I got fucking erased the second time. Because, man... when I tell you I don't have... I literally was talking about that on the podcast, too. It's like when I have time to podcast, it's like that's the time that I make to do the podcast. And, yeah, it's like you got to do it quick and got to have 1 hour. And my wife was trying to be helpful, and she's like, oh, well, do you want me to do the podcast with you once we put the kids to bed? And it's like after that, you know what I mean? Because you're so... because I couldn't even get mad, you know what I mean? I got up, I exerted some frustration. I wasn't like... you know, I was just like, you know, like, I basically glitched out, you know what I mean? It looked like a dad on TV. Now, I know why those TV dads do that, where they're like, because you don't want to curse, your kids are right there. You don't want to blow up because your kids are right there. And but you're like, you're mad at yourself. You're a little bit mad at your wife, but not really. You don't want her to feel bad because, you know, when I was younger, I used to be like, you know, I would want, like, if somebody was upset me, I just want them to feel bad. You know what I mean? I wanted them to feel like I did. And so now I try not to do that, because it's not. So I was just like, you know what? It's fine. And she could tell I was upset, but I was just like, I'm not, you know, I'm frustrated about the situation, not like, you know what I mean? You're just, and I'm frustrated at myself. And so, yeah. Anyway, back to that estate sale. Oh, wait. So, no, real quick. So, yeah, so I went up, my daughter, let me check on the other one. Yeah, it's okay. So I go up and she's got poop. And she's like, I want to come downstairs. So I have to change her. This potty training is still not taking. So I change her. I get her out of this fucking onesie. I was like, can we get out of this thing? Because it's not easy to change you, especially with poop. So I change her out of it into this outfit she picked out. And then go downstairs. I'm like, all right. Oh, I had to, like, get some Yo Gabby Gabba. Not Yo Gabby Gabba. I'm thinking of Yo Gabba Gabba. Gabby's Dollhouse. And so I have to get her these, like, little mini toys that she has downstairs that she doesn't play with all the time because her sister, you know, will put them in her mouth and shit. So I brought those up and come back downstairs. I'm like, all right, I'm going to podcast. And I look on the monitor. My fucking little one's crying now, starting to wake up. I'm like, fuck, but she never got her up. So if she doesn't, let me check back. Okay, she's still sleeping. I don't want to jinx myself. She's not moving, right? I think I'm good for now. So, yeah, she put her head back down. Luckily, she woke up real quick. So I don't know if she heard me coming down the stairs or what. I try to be quiet going down those stairs, but this house is loud as fuck. But yeah, man, trying to get this fucking podcast done is challenging. So, not to bitch. I like doing it. And, you know, to the, I think there's at least one person listening. So to the one person listening, I apologize for bitching about doing the podcast. Anyway, back to the estate sale. So I go and I get the clothes, and then they have like a rack of snow globes. And I hadn't seen it at first when I looked, and there was a Kiss snow globe. So, and I mean, Kiss stuff is like, they made so much Kiss shit. Like, they had the Kiss catalog. This is where that came from. And so Kiss stuff, it's like, yeah, if you can get it for a decent price, you can make a couple of bucks. But it's like, a lot of it is slow movers. You know, like, obviously the old t-shirts are really good, and the cassettes and CDs, but like all the other crap that they made. Like, I've sold Kiss incense holders. I've sold Kiss air freshener. I've sold Kiss, well, now this Kiss snow globe. What else? I've sold a bunch of Kiss shit, pins, all types of shit. And I mean, the older shit's gonna be worth some more money, but like the 90s bullshit, like in the 90s, I feel like the Kiss just went overboard with, like, you know, the action figures, the plush. Like, every time I find Kiss shit, I'm like, oh, this isn't worth money. So it was a cool snow globe, but I'm like, I know better than to spend up on Kiss shit. So it was 3 for $10 on the snow globes. And they also had like a couple Winnie the Pooh ones. So I was like, oh, I'll do those two. And then the Kiss one, it's 3 for $10. You know, it's a little over $3 a piece. Whatever. And so I go to pay, and the lady's like looking it up on eBay. She's like, yeah, it goes for $40 on eBay. So I don't know, you can make me an offer. And I was like, oh, the sign says 3 for $10 on the snow globes. And she was like, oh, yeah, no, not this one. That one's not included. And I was like, all right. I was like, I'll just take the clothes then. Do you have a price for just the clothes? And she was like, I'll do 3 for $10. I just want to get rid of them. I'm like, yeah, okay then, bitch. And, yeah, somebody had it listed for 40. One sold for 40, and it had the box. So, like, I have mine listed. Mine's the lowest one on there for $30. All the other ones are, like, $40 plus shipping. So I sold mine for a little bit less, just trying to make a quick flip. And then I've got the other two, so they should do all right. I listed those already. I think I don't know if I listed the second Winnie the Pooh one. I think I got to finish that one up. But I finished the other two. So, yeah. So anyway, that was that estate sale. But yeah, and then this guy that was there, there was like a Trolls doll, like from one of the newer Trolls movies. This guy was like, oh, this is free. Because he heard me say that I had kids. Cause somebody asked something about something. And he heard me say that I had kids. So he's like, yeah, this is free. I'm like, people always try to, when you go to yard sales with kids, people just try to hand you shit. And it's like, I've gotten good at saying no, though. When I first started taking them, I'm like, because we could use the shit, you know what I mean? There would be shit that, like, wouldn't necessarily not need. But then you get it back and you, like, look at it and it's, like, fucking dirty and you're, like, not trying to be rude. Now I don't even give a fuck. I'm like, no, we don't need it. Like, we're trying to get rid of all this shit. So, yeah, but when you're, like, first going to yard sales with your kids and they're younger, and it's, like, not even age-appropriate shit. I've gotten stuff for my oldest daughter when she was little and she would go to yard sales with me. They would give you, like, the most random shit. And you're just like, the fuck is she going to do with this? So you got to kind of shut it down. People don't really have boundaries when you have kids. It's weird. If you want to know a little bit of what it's like to be famous, have kids. And I feel like I've said this before, but if I haven't, whatever. But yeah, you just have kids. And then, you know, as long as your kids are cute. If your kids are ugly, I don't know what to tell you. But if your kids are cute and people, it's like unwanted attention wherever you go. You know what I mean? It's gotten a little bit better now that they're a little bit older, but when they were younger and, like, you know, once they get a little bit older, people see them as annoyances. But when they're like little babies, you know, like 2 and 1, then people are like, oh, they're so manageable. But when they're like 3 and 1.5 and just, you know, they're tearing up the place, people are a little bit less enthused to see them. But yeah, they just, no boundaries. Like, I remember we went to a restaurant one time and this lady was just like making my kid uncomfortable. And we were new parents, you know what I mean? So we didn't even know how to deal with it. And so she's like sitting at the breakfast place next to us, but she just keeps looking at my kid and like waving. Anytime my kid looks in her direction, she's waving at her. Why is this kid missing again? Fuck, man. I can't get her to hang out quietly in her room for the life of me. I don't know. I'm not worried about it. I don't hear her screaming my name, at least. So, anyway, so this lady is staring. Absolutely staring at my child. To the point where she's, like, getting uncomfortable, like, you know, she was still little, so she could barely, like, you know, communicate well. But she's like, was like communicating that lady made her uncomfortable. Like, she reminded me of like the type of lady, like if I pictured the real life version of the lady who ate Hansel and Gretel, it would be that lady, the witch lady. Yeah. And yeah, so it's people just have no boundaries. And, a little better now because, you know, my 3-year-old will just be like, you know, she's just rude as fuck. I remember when I was younger, the daycare that I went to, like, I ended up going there until I was pretty old. And so, like, they, you know, it was a small family. So, like, I became, like, I'm still friends with her daughter today. Like, I spoke at her wedding and she's, you know, we see each other when she comes to town. And I remember we went to, it was like when FYE or Strawberry's Music, when one of those like CD places was still around, and we were in there walking around, and there was a guy, I think he had like just a shit ton of cologne on, and the kid was like, it was her little brother who's now like, you know, in his 30s or whatever, but he was a toddler, probably like my kid's age, and he was like, he's like, ew, something stinks. And he pointed at this dude and he's like, you man, you stink. And he just straight up told this fucking dude he stinks. So kids are ruthless, so they kind of take care of that shit themselves. When people come over and are acting goofy, they're like, what the fuck are you doing? So I'm kind of looking forward to that because, like, it makes my job easier. But, yeah, it never ends. The job of a father protecting your fucking kids, it never ends. Never fucking ends. There's never a day when you're not going to have to do it unless you're a piece of shit. Anyway, moving on. So that was this weekend. I feel like there was more. I might need to dip into my little handy-dandy notebook down here. Oh, okay. So I don't know if this is true or not, but I recently had some insurance claims that I had to file that were things through eBay. And one was broken and one was missing. So I went in. So I submitted the stuff for the broken one. And, like, they submitted the package, the picture of the package to me. And the package didn't really look damaged. But, like, you could tell the item was clearly broken. Like, there was no way to scam on an item like this. It was very unique in what it had on it. And, like, it was glass. So there was a chance it was going to break, regardless of how well it was packed. So the box itself didn't really look damaged, so I didn't upload that. I uploaded the broken glass. And so then I received a letter that said, like, that I had to bring the package and the item into the post office to be checked and inspected. Otherwise, my claim might be denied. And so I brought that into the post office that I go to, because I'm friendly with them, and I'm like, hey, do you guys know what this means? And they're like, oh, that's the... And they said that there was the new way that they're doing it, is that you have to bring, for damaged items, you have to bring the item into the post office with the, like, package now. So I don't know how true that is. So then I called the post office to find out, like, hey, can I upload this information anywhere? I've got pictures of both the package and the glass. Like, is this just a matter of me not uploading that issue? And the guy kept saying, like, he kept going back and forth. He was very spastic. I know you're not supposed to call people, you know, spazzes anymore, but this motherfucker was a spaz. And so he's fucking spazzing out, and he's telling me, like, because I didn't do the damage report, this, that, the other, and, but I filled all the information out, I didn't put that one picture, and so I'm like, there's no way to upload it. Like, he's like, no, you basically have to wait for the claim to get denied, and then you can appeal it, and, like, you have to send in a letter saying that you have photos, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, is this really the new process? And so I'm like, so let me ask you, is this the process, like, from now on going forward, if I have, and he kept, like, being very vague about his answer. So I still don't know if this is if they've switched or not. You know what I mean? This is what they told me at the post office, but even they were like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, and if you think about any job that you've ever had, the employees rarely know what the fuck's going on. You know what I mean? Like, they make changes behind the scenes, and they keep the employees in the dark until it's absolutely necessary that they know this shit. So I could see that happening, that it's just, like, was a slow rollout. But I don't know. I have no fucking idea, because it's going to be really hard to do returns, but, like, a lot of times if shit shows up damaged, you're expected to pay the customer, and then you have to do the insurance claim to get the money back. But if the customer is in control of the package and the stuff, then they should be on the hook for bringing it into the post office. So I don't know. I still have to confirm with eBay. I need to send a message to eBay. But I've been trying to get this fucking podcast done, and I'm doing my yard sale this weekend. So I'm going to do it after I get done with this. I'm hoping to have some time, because I'm actually doing pretty well with the podcast. I think I've got, like, 20 more minutes. This is where I was at when I fucking lost the last one, just about. This time I hit stop, so it's saved officially. I'm not fucking that up again, so I'm just gonna have to edit it together. Jeez, the shit I do this because I was being lazy. Like, that was the other thing. That's the other part that was pissing me off about myself, was that I was being fucking lazy, and I was just like, oh, I don't want to have to edit this together. And then that's what happens. You know, my wife is just, she can't help that she's clumsy. So, you know, she was just born. She's a bull in the china shop. She doesn't mean to be. That's just the way she is. And I love her very much. Even though that's that's who she is. But anyway, I'm sorry to dwell on that fucking thing. Where was I? Yeah, so I just was talking about, yeah, so yeah, the USPS thing. I'm going to look more into it, and then I'll see what the fuck's what. Maybe have an update if I remember. Anyway, yard sale this weekend, I think. Anytime I do a yard sale, it's like I go back and forth. I'm like, is this the weekend? Is it not the weekend? Let me check the weather right now. Let's do this in real time. Let's see what this weather is. That might help my decision. The weather outside is frightful. So Saturday, fuck. 80% chance of rain. 80% chance of rain. They never say how much rain. One inches of rain. Oh my fucking God. Is that a lot? I don't know. So, yeah, now Sunday's looking like rain too. So, yeah, man. I don't know. I might wait. But the thing about doing it when it's shitty weather is you're not going to miss anything. You know what I mean? So I'd rather just get it out of the way now, do my sale, and then, because I have a ton of stuff I need to get rid of. So I don't, but that's the other thing is, like, I don't know if I'm going to have room with doing the sale under my carport, because I can do it under the cover. But I don't know, I'd have to clear the whole carport out, which everything would get wet. I guess I could put shit under tarps and move it onto the lawn. My neighbor was, we saw another one of our neighbors when we were there, and my wife said she ran into her in the bathroom. And like, she does a bunch of shit with her lawn, which I'm pretty sure she does, like, fucking all those, like, that shit that causes cancer, Roundup and shit. I'm like, I hope that shit's not leaching into my fucking kids. But anyway, she's never outside, like, literally never in her yard unless she's working on it. You know what I mean? She hangs out, like, nowhere near her yard. She doesn't even have room to hang out there. And, but she just, like, works on it. And I guess she said to my wife some shit like, oh, do you have any plans for your yard? Or something. And she was drunk. My wife should have told her to fuck off. But, I mean, obviously you don't want to start some shit with, like, a neighbor. But, yeah, like, I mean, we mow the lawn when it gets long, but our grass is, like, shitty. I'm like, I'm not doing chemicals and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's enough grass. It's not like it's a mud pit. It's, you know, mostly grass. It's just not perfectly green. So there's brown. So I don't know if that's what she's talking about. Or like, we have a garden that we haven't started yet this season. So I don't know. Maybe that's what she was talking about. She was just drunk. But yeah, it's crazy how some people value what their lawns are. Like the backyard. Literally, it's the backyard. And she's never in it. Ever. And it's not like she's looking to sell. She just moved in, like, right before we did. So she'll never hear this podcast. I mean, it's very unlikely. But anyway, enough about that. So, yeah, this weekend I was planning on doing the yard sale, but I got to look and see if I can make it happen under this. I got a lot of shit that I wanted to move out and do. I always think about doing yard sales in the middle of the week. Like, I thought about doing it Friday, but I think I got some shit going on Friday anyway. Yeah, I do. And it's hard because, you know, not everybody's around on Friday. So Saturday's the day to do it. But, of course, 80% chance of rain. I hope this isn't the trend. Last summer, every fucking weekend, it was rain. It would be like nonstop. So nobody was having yard sales. I hope that means that this year there's going to be a lot more yard sales. I hope it's a lot nicer this summer, but I don't know. Maybe it's going to suck every week. Maybe that's just the new weather system is just fucking rain every week. I'd have to move out of Massachusetts if I'm going to continue doing it. But man, so many fucking weekends. I'm just like, why is it just nonstop rain? So I'm hoping that the rain clears up and that I can eventually do the sale this weekend. But it's saying 80% chance of rain. I mean, who knows? Maybe it'll change going forward. A lot of times it changes as it gets closer. But as of right now, that's looking pretty much like it's going to rain. Pretty much. I haven't watched a new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm yet. We somehow our HBO got canceled, so I'm like, I just decided that I was like, oh, we'll wait till all the episodes are up, and then we can, you know, go ahead and maybe do like a trial in her name. I don't know. I just don't feel like paying for another. Like, I barely used HBO. But they have really good shows, like Righteous Gemstones. If you haven't watched Righteous Gemstones, which is definitely, I think, coming back for another season. But that show is awesome. It's really good for comedy. We've got other shows, too. The Last of Us was meh. If you played the video game and then you watched The Last of Us show, you're like, the Last of Us show is a piece of shit compared to the video game. You know what I mean? I know everybody loved that, the romance story, the two guys, the gays. It was a cool episode, you know. I thought it was cool, but like, it was just completely like, that hour could have been used for something else. You could have still included that and made it like 20 minutes, you know what I mean? But like, the whole episode basically was just irrelevant backstory for characters who, you know, that the love story part. And I would have been annoyed with any love story at that point in the story, because it's like, that whole scene, especially if you play it in the game, that whole scene in the game is so much fun to play. Like, you play with Bill going through his little neighborhood there, trying to get through, like, you know, these fucking things to get a battery, I think, or something for the car that you're going to get from him. And it's like a major point in the story in the game, and they just completely changed it for something that doesn't even move the story that they wanted to tell along. But you can't be like, oh, it sucks because it was two dudes. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck if it's two dudes either way. You know what I mean? It's just, it made no sense in terms of the bigger story. You can tell me it does, but it just, it didn't. And so, yeah, I don't know. I'm a little nervous for season two because I really like the second Last of Us game. I know it's got mixed reviews, but I thought it was a really good game. And so we'll see. I don't know. I went back to Assassin's Creed Valhalla, the Viking one. And because it transfers over from the PS4 to the PS5. So I was able to at least play a little bit at a time. But that game, it's like, it's so massive. I was like a quarter of the way through it in PlayStation 4, and I started playing it again just like a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, man, this game is fucking massive. Like, I'm still just at the beginning, because I remember you like sail to some other fucking place after you go through this whole beginning place, and I'm just, and then there's all these people you have to kill. You get like a list of people that you have to hunt down and find. So it's pretty fun. It's a fun game. I don't know. It's an old ass game. I want to get Helldivers too, but I don't have any friends to play with online. I think I've talked about being a sad piece of shit before. I looked at a review. I was like, is this game fun if you're playing it by yourself? And it basically gave me, like, the number for a suicide hotline. It was like, go kill yourself. because you have no friends to play Helldivers 2 with. So, but I definitely don't need to spend a ton of time playing video games right now. So, it's probably for the best that I play Assassin's Creed and I fall asleep and then have to just get up and go to bed. I've been trying to go to bed earlier than I normally would. Like, cause a lot of times I'm like, oh, I'm going to stay up and try to, like, you know, and get some of that me time in. But if you go to sleep earlier, you get up and you have, like, more quality hours of me time. You're, like, more awake. So I'm going to try to start going to bed earlier. The problem is when my wife doesn't work, she's not in any rush to go to bed. But I guess I could just get up and go to bed. You know what I mean? Be like, you can stay up if you want to. So I need to start doing that. Be better about just going to bed. Because otherwise I'll just sit there on the couch. Like, I can feel, you know, when you can feel it in your body, like, you're like, fuck, I'm going to fall asleep in like the next 5 minutes. You know, you start to feel just kind of like it gets harder to just watch something and concentrate on something. You're like, ugh. You start to feel almost uncomfortable. And then you just finally fall asleep on the couch watching anime or playing a video game. We got these little fucking ants that I feel like we get them every year when it starts getting warm out. They're like in my daughter's room. So every morning there's a shitload of them in the room. And I keep forgetting to get a trap. But like, then you gotta get traps that are safe for the kids. We get the ones that you just put the little things and they go in it. And they bring the little shit back to their little den. And it kills them all. Sometimes I worry about like killing ants. Because I try not to. Like if there's like one or two. But like once it gets to the point where they're invading your home. Like, I feel like that's an invasion, and you're allowed to kill those things. Like, I don't kill spiders. I'm not the biggest fan of spiders. I used to be terrified of them, but now I'm like, eh. I make my wife take them outside, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes if I have to do it, like, if it's just me and my kids, and my daughter's like, Daddy, there's a spider. I'm like, fuck. Can't wait for your mom on this one. Gotta put my big boy pants on, and I only scream a little bit when I do it, but like, yeah, I try to let them all live, but when it's that many and they're in, like, your kid's shit, it's like, dude, you gotta go. So, but I do worry about, I'm like, dude, is this, like, am I damning myself to, like, the life of an ant because I'm killing all these ants? Like, when I'm reincarnated, I'm gonna come back as an ant and just have to survive being squished by a fucking middle-aged dad. Hope I'm not middle-aged. Almost middle-aged. So, anyway, yeah, let me check my little cheat sheet. It's only a couple more. Oh, I remember what I wanted to talk about. Is it Royo or Rollo? R-O-L-L-O. If it's Spanish, I guess it would be Royo, but I think it's in English, so it's Rollo printer. I don't think it's the printer. I don't think it's the fault of the printer, but I'm having some issues. The laptop I was using to print stuff, it's like, it's saying it's full, and there's nothing on it. So I don't know what the fuck that means. I need to take it to get fixed, but it's not letting me print. It's giving me a ton of issues trying to print. So then I tried to use my wife's laptop, and that's a piece of shit. And I'm like, I'm not buying a fucking laptop just to print. So now I'm like, I don't know what to do. I might have to upgrade to the wireless. I'm like, do they give you a... Is there any type of upgrade on that shit? Like, can I just trade it in to upgrade? That would be nice. I don't think they do, because they didn't have the wireless one when I was buying my printer. So... But that thing, man, it saves so much time. But when it's not working, and it's been not working, it was like first it just like wasn't working intermittently. And now it's like every fucking time I go to print, I have to fight with it. So I've been printing out my labels on an actual printer, having to cut them and tape them like I used to do, like a fucking poor piece of shit. I'm still a poor piece of shit, but It's just, I don't know. I don't think it's the printer. So I feel like Rolo is going to be like, it's your shitty computer. Get it fixed. So there's a computer fixing place up the street. I don't know if that's the correct term. If that's what they identify as, a computer fixing place. But there's a computer fixing place right up the street. And so I'm really hoping that I can just take it in to them and they'll fix it for like less than $30. My guess is it'll be about $30 to $40. Or they'll just tell me my computer's shit. But there's got to be a way to like wipe it and just, because there's nothing on it. I've only ever used it for like business shit, and I wiped all of the shit off of it. You can literally go through page by page and like see that there's nothing in there, but it's saying that there's shit on the computer and it's too full to do anything. So, and when I Google that issue, I'm probably realizing in real time that I didn't actually Google it. I had to have Googled it. There's some of those things that you just, it's so obvious that you're just like, I had to have done it, but then like maybe I didn't do it. And now I'm questioning whether or not I did it. If I did, I don't know. I'll check. I'll have to check. But I just want my printer back. Just want my printer back. Because it was so fast. You just... I want it back working, effective. And I can't wait to have this yard sale. Sorry, back to the yard sale. I can't wait to get... I have so much shit I'm getting rid of. I think I've already talked about these stupid ass... I took these giant... They're like 40-inch water filters that I got for free. And I'm like, oh, I can flip this. And I can't get rid of them. And now I don't know how to fucking get... It's going to cost me like... I don't know. I'm going to have to call this dude that came and took a bunch of shit away from me and be like, hey. And just pay to have him take it away as a loss. Because I can't have them sitting in my house anymore. I can't even believe... I can't believe it. Yeah, that was one of the dumbest, and it was free. It was one of the dumbest free pickups I've ever done. I know nothing about water filters. What the fuck was I thinking? I was like, oh, I'll be able to flip these on Marketplace. Nope. Nope. Actually, I don't think I listed them on Marketplace. Come to think of it. Yeah. I don't think I want to deal with that on Marketplace. People will be fucking roasting me, and rightfully so, if I posted those fucking things. I think I'm going to put them out and just put make offer on them. And if anybody seems interested, I'll just be like, and they're like, eh, I think I'll pass away. I'll give them to you for free. Like, really? Like, yeah, just take them. Somebody will take them in my yard sale. The people that come to my yard sale are like degenerate pickers that just, you know what I mean? They just can't pass up a deal. And if I put free on those bad boys, I got rid of a bunch of shit at yard sales that I thought, I was like, fuck, man, I'm going to have this forever. And it all went. So I'm hoping, because we're like clearing out. I'm getting my wife in on this. I'm like, you need to clear out some shit. We need to clear every room in this house. We need to go through and get rid of shit we don't need. So I mean, we just accumulate so much shit. So I think I like the idea of just doing 2 yard sales a year. This one's going to be bigger because we're trying to get some money together for Vegas too. Just, you know, bullshit extra money. So we're just going to start selling everything. Everything, everything, everything. And yeah. Hopefully the weather opens up so I can have more space. So I can pull as much shit out as I can. Because otherwise, I'm going to have to do one of those sales where I'm like, I only brought out certain things. Eh. So I'm hoping that it all pans out. But yeah, let me make sure I got through everything because it's just about an hour. So I want to make sure I talked about everything at least that I wanted to get through. These are just the honorable mentions. One thing that's been on my mind is I just recently found out that the Officer Doofy from, I think it was Scary Movie, the first one. It's not David Arquette. I thought that was David Arquette for like ever. And I just found out that it was a different guy who looks just like him. So, yeah, that was my little thing that I never knew that was pretty crazy. And then another thing that annoys me is stores that advertise as a garage sale. I think you can categorize these types of places as, well, categorize them under the same category with the people who leave their yard sale signs up. Like, the punishment for every week, like, there's, because there's certain yard sale and garage sale websites that you can find, and there's people that use them to advertise their store. So they basically will put on there, like, you know, yard sale, garage sale, da 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 da, and their prices are like store prices, boutique store prices, and they advertise as a garage sale every fucking week. And they're not, and it's just like, it's free advertising, so I get it. But it's just infuriating that every single week they post. And one week, it wouldn't even bother me, but one week one of the places posted, and they posted somebody else's address. And I went to their fucking house. And so, like, I knocked on the door because I'm crazy like that. And luckily these people didn't answer. But I'm like, somebody put your address for a fucking yard sale. And it was that same. I looked under the description. It was the same people who always post that they're having a sale. And they're not. It's not a fucking yard sale. You're a store. You're like, you know what I mean? Just because you're in an old building doesn't. You're a flea market at that point. Just call yourself a flea market. You know what I mean? An indoor flea market. But you're not a fucking yard sale. And don't advertise yourself as a yard sale. Garage sale. So anyway, yeah, I followed some signs when we were on the way. So we were going to that birthday party over the weekend. And one of the signs we followed went to the, it said garage sale. We get there, it's at a fucking broken down building again. I'm like, this is some bullshit. They're going to expect me to pay for their overhead. So we just, I didn't even go in because I'm like, this is a waste of my time. So anyway, yeah, those people should be, you know, punished just as harshly as the other yard sale people who just leave their signs up. I slowed down for a sign the other day. I'm like, oh, what is this sign? It's like, oh, May. So it's definitely not this year because it's not fucking May yet. But, I know what you can do. You can take, did I say this one yet? I don't remember. But here's one if I haven't said it. You can take their sign. So take one of their signs. Take the one that's in the best shape. You got to get these ones, like, you know, dry before the rain gets them. And then you tie them up. And you give them paper cuts in between their fingers and toes. And you do it with their yard sale sign. And then you, like, leave a message in blood with their, like, fingerprint and with their paper cut blood that says, like, pick up your trash, bitch, or something like that. You'd have to work out the phrasing. But you, then you just leave that. Their yard sale signs, their bloody yard sale signs. Yeah, I don't think I talked about that as a form of punishment, but we can add that to the list. This list is getting pretty big, I'm not gonna lie. All right, I'm definitely at an hour, so thank you for listening, and I'll be back. I'm not gonna say next week, but soon. I'll be back soon, maybe next week. A lot can happen in a week. That's what I do. I base it on how much shit I have to talk about. So, oh, dude, these birds that fly by my fucking house are so cool. They look like dinosaurs. I feel like I'm living in that show, Dinosaurs. Anyway, all right. Peace.